bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. I hope you guys all had a fantastic past 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks. I did not do an episode last week because I was busy with, well, the hockey game, the Pats game. If you're not from Regina or Saskatchewan, you don't know what's going on. There's the Pats, like, it's hockey playoffs for WHL, so the Western Hockey League. And I don't know why I'm so into it. I think probably because we have a really good player who's Connor Bedard. So it's like really, I mean, kind of cool to see somebody that skilled. And the dude's only 17. Like, this guy's on fire. He is fire in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. But this shit is insane. I still can't believe he got the one goal the 1 week where he went in between two guys and then the puck went through them and he busted through them and then one guy fell, one guy spun around, he got the fucking goal. I'm still, like, shook. So I'm drinking Pink Whitney. Well, the pink lemonade, pink Whitney, and then I added pink lemonade. Made it into a slushy. Cheers. Oh, delicious. So, today was a rough day at work. It fucking sucked. I'm over what I'm doing. People are dumb. Everybody's dumb. I'm just not happy. So, it's like one thing after the next. I'm so ready to fucking leave. You have no idea. But yeah, so the past, I guess, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I've been going to all the hockey games for the Pats, and it's just been very entertaining. My back hurts like a motherfucker, though, because you're, like, sitting in these seats, and you're so stressed out because it's so intense. You're on the edge of your fucking seat, holding your damn breath. Now I'm literally doing that in my bed, though. I'm watching the goddamn TV. I don't watch hockey. I don't keep up with hockey. I don't even know that much. I know, like, the basics of hockey. Like, I didn't know what icing was until, like, the other day when my brother-in-law told me what it was. Now I'm seeing it again. Now I understand what it is, kind of. But, yeah. It's just insane. Then I'm like, sadly, when I'm watching these hockey games now, though, it kind of reminds me of my ex, though, the one that I dated for 2 years, that we broke up on our 2 years, blah, 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 co-kid, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Because he was a hockey player. He wasn't, like, professional or anything. Just, like, the beer league. But I would always go to all of his games, and it'd be lots of fun just to, like, chill there and watch. I don't even know if he was good. I don't overly remember. I just remember going and watching and just having a good time, chilling, and then, like, hanging out with him and his buddies after and seeing him after the game. I didn't remember until now, basically. Whoops. I, like, hit my camera. I'm a little buzzed because I'm drinking a lot of Pink Whitney. Sip, sip. It's like, I didn't remember how fun it was to cheer for, like, a certain player or a team in a long time. So then I'm like, should I date an athlete? But then I'm like, athletes, like, track record usually are not that great. They tend to be massive cheaters and liars, etc., because they travel a lot, right? So then it's like they have a girl in every single city or state or country or whatever the fuck. Because there's so many people, like, if you mean, I don't know if you pay attention to the Kardashians or whoever, but Tristan Thompson, he was always dating Khloe Kardashian. He's cheated on her, like, a billion times, and now has had two babies with her, but then had a baby with somebody else in the middle of his basketball season. So it's like, athletes, not the greatest people to be in a relationship with. Like, I want to see, they're not, I mean, they're probably not all that way. There are probably some that are loyal. I mean, you would hope they're loyal, but it's like, I don't know, it's kind of fun to have a player or a team you really like to cheer on. Because, I mean, yeah, there's, like, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, but I'm like, do I really care? Not really. Because, like, I've talked to one of the Rough Riders. If you go back to, like, episode 1 of season 2, and I talked to that one dude, he was a fucking douchebag, thinking he was top shit, but he's really not. Yeah. But I think I also like probably the WHL because they're actually from usually our city or province, and not from Timbuk fucking 2, not the American playing on a Canadian team. Like, I don't like that. I wish if it's, like, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they live in Saskatchewan. Like, you know what I mean? They're from somewhere in Saskatchewan, or at least somewhere in Canada, at least. To me, it just makes no fucking sense. They're hiring all these goddamn Americans to come play on the Canadian Football League, but, like, none of them are Canadian. So, why do I want to cheer for you? You're American, not Canadian. I mean, I love my Americans. I got my American friends, and I'm going to go see some when I go to LA in August. But, yeah. So, that's kind of what I've been thinking about. But this weekend, honestly, I was kind of depressed as fuck because just thinking about, like, the hockey stuff again and my ex, and it was like there was the fun times of the relationship. I mean, he had a really nice dick too, but then, like, he was kind of an ass. And I don't know if he would be a narcissist, but definitely a lot of gaslighting and making me feel like shit all the time. Maybe, like, borderline narcissist, okay? But, yeah. I don't know. The shitty thing, though, about, like, WHL, they're all, like, teenagers. So, like, Bedard is 17. Some of them are 19. Some 18. Some 20. But it's like, okay, well, I'm 27, so that ain't gonna work out, if you know what I mean. So, it's like, I guess I'm gonna have to look at the older teams. But then it's like, some of them are American. Some may be Canadian. I don't know. But then it's like, how do I know who is a good player? I'm just gonna cheer for some random person. People just kind of found out about Bedard, though, from, I guess, the junior hockey league. Because I didn't even know who the fuck this person was until I went to one of the games, and I was very impressed when he came out. When he came out of the, like, the player's box or whatever, and they jumped out. Boom, got a goal. It was very awesome and very impressive. But, yeah. And I'm talking really fast right now because the game, I'm on, like, the third period. Yeah. I'm on the break, the 15-minute break. So I'm like, talk. Yeah. So cheers again. So I'm drinking because I hate fucking my life at work. I had actually posted a video or a picture, sorry, on my Snapchat of, like, all the pills I take in the morning. This is a relatable thing. I think most people nowadays or all have, like, depression or anxiety. And a lot of people are on depression or anxiety medication. And some think about it or feel ashamed to be on it. Like, don't be ashamed. It's totally normal. For me personally, I'm, like, all pro-pill. Like, 100% pro-pill. Unless you get sick off them or whatever. But I know for, like, the first 6 weeks or whatever, 6 to 8 weeks, you might feel worse than you were before. But then they start to slowly, like, kick in and everything. And for me, I can tell within, like, 3 days if I'm off them how shitty I feel. And I become a complete bitch. More than a bitch than I usually am. But then I'm, like, extremely sad, mad all the time. Sometimes I'm like, do I have anger issues? I don't think I do. I think it's still to deal with, like, my anxiety and depression that I get triggered really easily sometimes, depending on what it is. I can get defensive over certain situations. I mean, my triggers usually are to do with animals, and I find a lot now I have a major trigger about, like, gay rights and everything, like, the whole LGBTQ+ community. Seeing, like, all this shit going on, especially on TikTok, about, like, Bud Light and everything. My dad, he's one of those guys who's not going to drink Bud Light anymore because this Dylan guy who's transgender, or sorry, Dylan girl, my bad, who's transgender. I mean, I don't like Dylan because of the stuff that she's posted on TikTok about making fun of how to use a tampon. She was like, oh, what is this thing? How does anybody know how to use this? Oh my God, but I carry them. It was, like, this huge thing. And then it came out that she was like, oh, I carry them for other people in case they need them because I know I won't need them, but I carry them for others. Okay, I get that, but you don't need to make a video making fun of that because having a period is not funny. Having a period fucking sucks. Dick. Honest to God. Yeah, I don't know. Was not too impressed with that. So, all that going on, I'm, like, very defensive over all, like, the LGBTQ+ community and everything, especially because I know a lot of homophobes and transphobic people. So now it's like I see it on social media. If you're my friend on, like, Facebook or something, you're now getting removed. I will first, like, black out on you, pissed off, and, like, come at you because of this shit. But yeah, it's just one of those triggers now. I do not want to deal with that bullshit, that negativity. I mean, I guess I'm throwing the negativity out there because I'm calling them bitches out, and I guess more bastards and motherfuckers, assholes, such, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, if this doesn't affect you in any way, so why are you complaining about it? Like, oh my God, this Dylan person who's transgender is now an ambassador or got a beer, a Bud Light beer with his face, with her face on it, and now they're all pissed off. It's like, oh my God. It's like, who cares? They said that only her face was on that one can. That one can was going to Dylan. It was her can, nobody else's. They're not selling her face all over Bud Light. It was just the one thing. Then they came out saying, oh, well, we do brand ambassador steps or sponsorship with influencers all the time. So then it kind of, like, took that a little back. It was like, well, then why did you do that? It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Whatever. It kind of, like, dimmed the light, I guess, on that situation. But, yeah. And now my dog is barking to come downstairs. So, I finished the rest of the Pats game. Pats versus Blades. And the Blades won. Now, I'm literally sad. Like, I don't even watch hockey. What is wrong with me? I don't even know this Connor Bedard dude, but I'm sad that they lost. Because then it's like, the team he always wanted to play for has now lost. Why do I feel sad? Maybe because I'm also kind of tipsy. But I also really enjoyed watching him play. I don't know. Ugh. I don't want to feel sad. I guess drink more alcohol. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm just annoyed. God damn. That game pissed me off. Rattled me. Agitated me. Yeah. Now I'm like, do I want to date a athlete? Like, football player, hockey player, baseball player, any fucking tennis player, who fucking knows? The intenseness of the game is always fun. But when they lose, it's sad. I don't know. Now I'm just kind of bummed. Now I guess I'll just go back to my regular life when I wasn't watching hockey. Because I'm not going to watch the rest of the WHL. Like, I don't give a fuck. Because the rest are not Regina, so. Yeah. I don't know. Guess we'll see what happens with that little dude. Where he ends up. Yeah. What else do I have to say? Lately, I've been thinking about, like, past experiences that were, like, really shitty. And I thought about this one. I'm just going to drop it on this episode because it's kind of funny. And, like, slightly, like, not really traumatizing, but memorable because I'm, like, still, like, what in the actual fuck? Hold on. Sips. Okay, so I remember after I had broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years, I ended up hanging out with this one guy. We both went to the same high school. He was graduated then because he was a year older than me. And it was, like, after our volleyball game because I was in rec volleyball. And, oh, my dogs are downstairs. And my cat. Typical. I remember going over to his house, watching TV and hanging out and stuff. Oh, now they're knocking on my, where my camera is. Hi, Charlie. Hi, baby. Whoop. Let's see. Charlie. Okay. So, hopefully my camera is back to normal. But I remember going to hang out after volleyball. And chilling at his place and then, like, watching, I don't know if it was a movie or a TV or whatever. And then we're, like, making out or whatever. And I think I may have been, like, giving him a hand job. I'm not too sure. I didn't suck his dick or anything. But then we had, like, went into his room and, like, continued, like, fooling around or whatever. And then he asked me if it was fine if he could finish himself off. And I was like, huh? And just, like, jerk himself off. And I'm like, sure. So I literally, like, sat or laid beside him while he was, like, jerking himself off beside me. And I'm like, okay. This was one of the most, like, awkward experiences probably that I had in a while. Because I had not had somebody else tell me they wanted to jerk themselves off instead of me jerking them off. It was definitely different. Definitely weird. Yeah. I'm glad I haven't experienced that ever again, other than, like, when the one guy that I was fucking from LA, he, like, stopped himself from coming, which made him soft, and then it was, like, super hard to put him back inside me. Yeah, that was, and I'm supposed to hang out with him again when I go back to LA, so hopefully he doesn't do that again. I'll probably mention it beforehand to be like, okay, if you're gonna finish, just, like, finish, then we'll just go again for round two. Don't stop yourself from finishing, because that just fucks up everything, and that is not a good time, okay? Also, one little thing to comment back about this hockey shit. Watching Access, like, Access 7 or whatever, because we watch Access as, like, our cable, blah, blah, blah. There's these guys on, like, Locker Talk or whatever. So they talk about the game. One guy, super awesome, talks like, yeah, big out there and everything. Then there's other guy who's like, yeah, well, Other guy's like, yeah, well, like, I don't know. One guy's like, well, this, this, and that. And, yeah, I'm not too sure. If you're going to be on TV, we need some charisma. We need some attitude. We need some sort of fucking personality. Not this boring motherfucking shit, okay? Drives me insane. Like, honestly, if I was on TV, I'd be dramatic as fuck. Because I'm already dramatic as fuck. Especially when I got like a drink in me or two. I'm like, woohoo, let's go. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Anywho. I also found out that another girl that I never even knew, I had met from some sort of Facebook group. She had told me that she started listening to the podcast and she loved the podcast. Because she listened to the After Party podcast and then went to my podcast and was obsessed with it ever since. So thank you for listening. I will not say your name because privacy such, yada yada. But thank you for listening. Continue to spread the fucking word. Honestly, it still shocks me to this day every now and then. And somebody's like, oh yeah, I listened to it. And I'm like, how the hell did you find out? I'm always like curious on how the word gets around. I love it though, but still it's like, I really wish this would get around faster and more into businesses and companies. Because goddamn, I need some brand deals or something, sponsorships, so that I don't have to work at the place that I do. Because I fucking hate where I work. Yeah, I'm still trying to get a new job and I'm still house hunting. And house hunting fucking sucks, okay? It fucking sucks. Especially because on a one person income, it is not easy to buy a house when you have one person. I don't want to have a roommate. I don't want, at this point, I'm single as fuck. I've been single for like 8 years, I think now. Maybe more, fuck. And I don't want anybody living with me. I like being by myself. I want a place to myself. I need like, I even told my realtor, I said, if I'm getting a house, it needs to have at least 2 bedrooms and a basement or three bedrooms if there's no basement. Because I need 1 room for myself, 1 room for all my clothes and shoes, and then 1 room for at least storage if there's no basement. Because I have so much fucking shit. All my stuff's in the room across the basement. It's like a spare room that I've made all my storage. And it's more than half full of stuff. Where am I going to put that if there's no basement when I can't open stuff up or whatever? I need storage. But in Regina, ugh. It's like clay or whatever. So most basements, they need to be made out of concrete and not like wood or whatever. And block basements tend to disintegrate and all this shit. It is not fun. So wish me fucking luck in this house hunting situation. Oh yeah, before I forget, before I end this episode, make sure you like this episode and subscribe to this podcast on YouTube because it helps this channel out. If you're just listening to Spotify or Apple Podcast or Pandora or wherever you get your podcast, continue downloading the episodes, liking the episodes, leave reviews. Even if you fucking hate me, leave a fucking review. I don't care. Because guess what? If you hate me, you're still watching and listening and giving me engagement to this podcast and everything. Yes. So if you hate me, comment down below or whatever. If you love me, comment down below. Follow me, like my shit, message me. I will message you back. I really need to get people on this podcast for my guests. I have like a bunch of people I need to bring on, but then it's like I have no motivation because I fucking hate my life because of work. It's crazy how one thing can affect your life literally so much. I just want to do something that I am happy with. I don't want to get emotional now. I probably will because I'm fucking drinking. But I just want a job where I love what I'm doing and don't hate it and actually want to wake up in the morning and not want to fucking die. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's relatable. Most people don't want to fucking die in the morning. But you know what? Some people want to because they hate their lives and they hate what they're doing for work. And that's life. It's not a good time. Everybody's like, get a job that you love. And it doesn't feel like a job. Well, you know how hard it is to get a job you love? I would love to do a job with animals. But any kind of job with animals, you get paid fucking minimum wage. I'm at 30 and some change an hour now. I don't want to get a job where I'm at $20 an hour. Then I can't afford a new house. I can't afford my lifestyle currently. I gotta fucking pay off a line of credit. Because after cheer cost me at least $5,000+. And I still have not caught up on that. Plus it's like, oh, well, you're done cheer. Well, guess what? Now you need new tires. Now you need to get your insurance. Now you gotta pay for your plates. It's one thing after the next. You know what? That's relatable. It's always one thing after the next. Everything's going good, then bam! One motherfucking thing happens, and everything goes to shit. Well, that's my little rant for the night, for the day, you know, the week. I was gonna do an episode about, like, did you know? And then, like, these facts. But then I was like, when I was watching the Pats game, I was like, oh my god, this podcast topic popped into my head. Should I date an athlete? So you know what? Maybe I'll go find like Canadian, some sort of hockey league of some sort, and like look at their ages and then go find them on Instagram and then like talk, DM them. You know what? Shit happens. You never know. Anything can happen when you DM somebody. I guess we'll see. Anywho, make sure you like, subscribe, follow me on Instagram at Serena Laternis, also at that underscore bitch underscore podcast, and on Twitter it is that underscore bitch bish underscore podcast. And yeah, all good stuff. Oh, and YouTube, it's Serena Laternis. And yeah. Okay. I hope you guys all have a fantastic next week and a half, maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, because you never know how I'm gonna fucking feel in a week and a half because I hate what I'm doing for work. Yeah. Anywho, have a great weekend. You know I'm busy. Bye, bitches.